Steven's been able to make sure that the cows have no idea about fear on the farm.
That's good. Because that's not how you get a milkshake.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from Seesaw, the spookiest local hero, folks. And from Monster Mash Scream Park at McCrae's Farm, Stephen McCrae. It is Fear on the Farm, celebrating 30 years of Fear on the Farm. Is it like, what do I do with this bok choy? It's an intimidating vegetable that I don't know what to do with. What is Fear on the Farm?
Well, I guess they're trying to scare the soy out of you. It's a wagon ride that usually lasts about 20, 25 minutes, and then they let you off into a haunted house, and that's about another 20, 25 minutes.
I'm assuming, Stephen, that you might not be the mastermind behind creating all of this fear.
Who is that? That's Dan Augusto. He and Charlie Davignon came to my father about 30 years ago, and not too long before October, and they threw it all together, and then Charlie backed away. So it's been Dan for the last 29 years, and he just loves this stuff.
I think it's so great. Does he have a farming background at all, or is he in the entertainment business, or what's his background?
No, he was basically a meter guy in Holyoke, but he got promotion, so now he's management. I don't know exactly what he does.
It's got enough time on his hands to create a haunted farm. That's our government dollars at work. No. But I think it's amazing because this is agrotourism, is a word that has cropped up, pun intended, because of things just like this. And you're probably at the cutting edge of this 30 years ago. Tell me about the history of McCrae's Farm, the not haunted part of it.
The not haunted?
Well, yes.
My father bought the farm in 55, and it was basically just a farm until 72. He added a free petting farm. And then I think it was about 85, he added a creamery. 88 or 89, he started doing pick-your-own pumpkins. And then the haunted was pretty much just about the same time. And then we did mini-golf in 04, and then did the milk plant in 13.
So it's really hard to be a dairy farm in Massachusetts, especially right now on a small scale. Percentage-wise, how much of your bottom line comes from agrotourism versus from the milk?
About 2 years ago, we picked up this cheese company, Julima, that rents the milk plant, and they make cheese basically 5 days a week. They buy some milk from us also. Without them, the farm absolutely was not sustaining itself at all. A lot of the money that was coming in from the agritourism was just being poured into the hole created by the dairy farm. But thanks to the cheese people, it's kind of a break-even thing on the farm now. And then the agritourism, for the most part, we hope we can hang on to some of that money. But this year, spent a fortune buying pumpkins to replenish because we lost probably half the crop in July.
Mm. Well, blessed are the cheesemakers, as they say.
What's so special about the cheesemakers?
Well, obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. It refers to any manufacturers of dairy products.
I think it's just been amazing how the family has, you know, adjusted and adapted to a market that does not seem to cover the cost to provide milk to our tables in the valley and elsewhere.
Milk sales have been going down for probably about the past 3 years. I mean, you can go into Walmart and buy a gallon of milk for $1.38. We just can't compete with that. I mean, for the most part, the customer can buy 3 gallons of milk at Walmart for what they can buy one of ours.
But see, this is how we vote with our dollars. And if you believe in supporting local agriculture, this is the kind of decision you have to make as a consumer.
For the consumers who have the ability to be buying the quality and freshness of what is grown by our local farmers, that's what we need to keep going. There are obviously lots of people in this broken society who don't get the resources they need to have the privilege to make that choice. I often do get your milk at Cooper's Corner, and I seek it out because of the quality difference and the taste difference. Can you explain the process you use for pasteurization that makes it a little bit different than whatever someone's going to get from Walmart?
UHT milk is ultra high temperature, and that over 200 degrees, and it's basically for just a couple seconds. HTST, high temperature short time, is what most of the milk that you buy in the store is. And I believe that's like about 185 degrees for 15, 20 seconds. For our milk, we cook it in a vat, kind of like a crock pot. You just cook it slow. So we get it up to about 145, and you don't really want it to get too hot because then it starts to lose all the qualities that it has. So it takes a lot longer to cook it, but that's why we have to charge more because it just takes so long.
Is it true, Stephen McRae from McRae's Farm, that if you drink this pasteurized milk in the way that McRae's does it, that it makes you immune from zombies who might be trying to eat your brain at the Monster Mash Scream Park at McRae's Farm?
It could be. I don't know. I never heard that one before, but maybe.
You're the farmer there, so you're dealing with all this stuff and the cows and the milk and the cheese. When was the last time you took a haunted hayride ride at McRae's Farm in the 30 years that you've been doing this aspect of agrotourism around this time of year, weekends through the end of October?
Well, I used to drive in the beginning, so it's probably been, I don't know, it's probably been 25 years, because after that, then I'm in the creamery most of the time.
I think you should take the ride once this season, just for fun, for old time's sake. And I think it really is innovative. All the things you talked about, how your dad, when he bought the farm, and I don't mean in a reincarnated zombie kind of way, added to, you know, all the different things to continue to preserve local farming and that becoming a huge part of it. That's what we as consumers should be respecting too, if we want to preserve our local agriculture, not only paying more for the milk, paying what it costs if you're going to drink milk, but go on a wicked fun haunted hayride and play some mini golf and stuff while you're there in South Hadley at McRae's Farm. You can check out all the stuff about what's happening this weekend with their haunted hayrides and their Monster Mash Scream Park at fearonthefarm.com. And you can find out more about the actual farming aspect about McRae's Farm and all the other farms at buylocalfood.org.